It's just after 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. The sun is high in the sky and the construction workers digging the foundation of a storage building at Columbus North High School's new baseball field are about to call it a day. But once they're done, they'll board a yellow school bus and go back to class. That's because the workers at this construction site are high school students.
We're building the dugouts, the concession stands, the press box, and the storage building for Columbus North Baseball at one of our local campuses. So they started pouring footers yesterday.
That's Gene Hack. He used to teach in the school's building trades program before taking over as director of C4, Columbus Area Career Connection, 2 years ago. Driving through Columbus, he turns onto a side street and points to a large home on a corner lot.
So in this neighborhood, we've built four.
Four houses, that is. Students have built nearly 40 homes in the Columbus area. By Hack's estimation, it's one of the few building trades programs in the state that still tackles a large-scale construction project each year. The school then sells the homes to recoup the cost.
Some years we make a little more than others. We just try to stay solvent.
Gubernatorial candidates Mike Pence and John Gregg both say Indiana schools need to prepare students for the workforce, not just college. So vocational education has become a buzzword in the governor's race. Hack says he's glad they're starting the conversation, but nobody uses the word vocational anymore.
You think greasy, dirty, grimy, whatever, and that's not the case anymore.
Hack says using outdated terminology minimizes the skills taught in career and technical education. He says, sure, kids are still learning precision machining, welding, and automotive trades. But even those fields are becoming increasingly high-tech. And here in Columbus, students can take classes in everything from culinary arts to dental hygiene to 3D animation. One of the fastest-growing programs is engineering. Those classes are part of Project Lead the Way, a push to prepare more students for careers using math and science. Columbus North High School senior Seth Reisinger has been taking C4 engineering classes for 2 years.
On a typical day, I'll go through my normal classes, and I'll actually leave during my lunchtime, and I'll go to Cummins and I'll work. And I'll work all afternoon, and I'll leave about the time everybody else leaves, around 5.
As a high school senior, Reisinger is interning at Cummins, the diesel engine manufacturer in Columbus. He's getting real-world experience working with programming software he says will give him a leg up when he applies to Purdue or MIT to study electrical engineering. But if he wanted to go straight to work after high school, he'd also have a competitive advantage. Steve Mackey acts as a liaison between Cummins and schools with programs like C4 to make sure they're delivering students with skills companies can use.
We'll move them along in the opportunity to be interviewed and try to give them preference in hiring because they do have a skill coming to us.
Of the 200 students who have participated in a school-to-work program at Cummins in the last 5 years, 40 have gone on to full-time positions with the company. Most of them now work as engineering technicians in research and development. They qualify for tuition reimbursement if they want to go back to school. That's Gene Hack's big point. Whether C4 students are headed to a 4-year college or straight into the workforce, he wants them to start thinking about their next step when they're still in high school.
They have chosen a career pathway. And that career pathway, a lot of times, includes further education.
2010 was the first year the state offered a career and technical diploma. That year, about 6% of Columbus graduates earned technical honors, compared to 1% statewide. In an exit survey, about 60% of Columbus graduates told the school they plan to continue their education. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.